Black Friday at BJ's Wholesale Club is so big, we called in the expert at paying less around the holidays.
Scrooge here. Past, present, or future, it's hard to beat the Black Friday deals at BJ's. Believe me, I've tried. Get 25% off select toys, 30% off select small appliances, and 45% off select TVs through December 1st. Plus, doorbuster deals Thanksgiving weekend. These prices are so good they even rattled old Marley's chain. Ah, humbug. Sorry, old habit.
Visit bjs.com/Black Friday for holiday savings.
This is the worst.
No, wait, this is the worst thing.
I'm saying we're going to make so much noise opening this up.
No, do it. What? Do it properly, like as an influencer.
What do you mean?
Come with me.
Oh, should I do the breathy voice? Yeah. Guys, come with me, Satch and Kedge. That sounds weird now. Guys, come with me, Satch and Kedge, on the Brown Load, as we're about to try our first. It's not our first. We're about to try a mango kulfi.
Sound effect.
No, but you want you got to hear like that ASMR noises.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
No, that this isn't ASMR.
Oh, I've opened it.
You got to hear like.
Where are you meant to put this?
I opened it the wrong way around.
You don't. Oh, he went at it from the bottom. Look at that. It's a nicely frosted.
Why has he opened it from there?
Mango. Oh, and you look. Interesting little technique. We've taken our wrapper straight off.
Yeah.
You've taken your wrapper and you're using your wrapper to hold the dundee.
Because I'm a child.
You know what? I don't think I've had a mango kulfi in probably about 2 years.
You mango. Let's do it.
Yeah, good.
This
is off the back of a slap up meal that Pete's made for us.
We're at Gunchen's, by the way, for the podcast. Hello, everybody, The food today, it feels wrong to compare this. Who's it? One said, comparison is the thief of joy. Mm. Once you start comparing things, you take the muzzle from what that thing is. Mm. I'm a big believer in that, by the way. But this meal tonight, I think it's one of the best, probably Indian meals we've had, definitely here, and probably all round. And we were out for an Indian last night, which we're going to tell you about in a little bit, me and Kedge. But tell them what it was. I'm going to eat my kulfi.
Well, I think it was just really fresh, wasn't it? It was just, you could taste the freshness. And
tonight.
Desi food, if it's not fresh, it doesn't work. It doesn't matter how many spices you put in it.
Can I say this, for the spice levels wise, what made it feel fresh tonight was it was quite gingery and garlicky.
Yeah.
More garlicky.
A flavour.
Yeah,
but
you know how sometimes it can be over masalad? You know, like it can be like, it can feel really spice rich.
Fake colour.
Yeah,
the curries are red.
So but glowing red.
Yeah.
Bro, no word of lie. I go to like all these mixed grill places for Kingfisher and stuff. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the food colouring stuff, I'm like, honestly, don't. I don't know why you do. Just
bright green chicken.
Leave it as it is.
Like
chicken
looks like just kryptonite.
Chicken looks like Hulk Stutty, bro. Yeah. It's glowing.
And that thing that you, the lamb one, my God, that looks horrific.
Shrek Stutty.
Yeah, once it's been through the mixer.
But no, today at Cunjins in Gans Hill, Ilford, the food was phenomenal.
And
it wasn't just any aloo gobi. This was not just any aloo gobi.
Come with me as I to make my favourite aloo gobi. At this time of the year, when the leaves are falling down in autumn, this is really heartwarming and works for any dinner.
Shut up, mate.
Yeah.
Give me the damn aloo
gobi. Not only are the leaves falling down in the trees, you'll be falling down over each other just to try this wonderful
five
recipe.
Five things that you didn't know you would feel if you eat aloo gobi. Yeah.
No, but it was an achari. We had the achari aloo gobi.
Here's what happens to you when you eat aloo gobi.
You know what? This basically deep down is Kedge wanting to be an influencer. Yeah. He wants to be one of those girls.
I'm going
to
poke him with my kulfi.
Yeah. Oh, you're down to the Dundee already. I've been talking too much. But I want to just talk to you. We had a butter chicken thing as well.
No, it was butter king prawn.
Butter king prawns. King prawns. Fat, juicy ones in the sauce of a butter chicken.
Banging.
So what was the chicken curry then?
He said it was chicken chettinand.
Did he really?
Yeah. I heard him. And do you know what? Today, chicken,
check on your nan.
Check on your nan.
Yeah, is she all right? Nanny? She says she's fine. Yeah.
And today, do you know what? I've got to say, Pete came out with the food as well. Yeah. So he knew it was a bangers.
Boss man.
When the boss man comes to serve it, you know that he is gnarly.
Dal with rajma in there.
Bang him.
Which are beautiful.
Not a big fan normally of a rajma in the black dal.
Yeah,
I love it.
It just works. So, no, we are very... And look at us. All of our moods... We've gone up a notch. I'm telling you. Food is, you know, can we talk about last night? It'll be too early to talk about last night. Can I go into mine and Kedge's date night?
Yeah.
Because we went to Arta, which is the Asian Restaurant Takeaway Awards. These are the big ones. Arta. That's what it's called. Arta. Asian Restaurant Takeaway Awards. And it's like the Curry Oscars. This is the big one. Like, basically, it's such a big set of awards, they don't let me host it. They get proper hosting.
Yeah, proper people.
And
English people.
So I do a lot of these kind of little ones around the country. Mm. But this is the big one. Hilton Park Lane, you know, central London, near Hyde Park.
Yeah.
Am I allowed to say that about the hosts?
About 600-700 people. You can say, what did you say?
Can I say what I want to say about the hosts?
Go on.
Well, it's the biggest, like you said, it's the biggest Asian Curry Awards.
I know what you're going to say.
Can
now.
I say this?
Yeah.
So it's the biggest Asian, Tommy was telling me, this is the Oscars. This is the Oscars of the Asian Curry Awards.
Yeah, it's in all the papers today, by the way. Yeah. It's in the Daily Mail
and all that.
Yeah. Right?
So,
were you guys in the paper again?
No, I'm not going to. Scandal. Scandal has sacked BBC broadcasters and producers.
We kept our clothes on.
Turn up with brown people and talk about curry.
Go on. To the host.
Well, so it's the biggest Asian event.
Yeah.
For food.
Yeah.
The hosts were both white.
Was she?
Of course.
But she looked like... She looked like one of us.
Maybe there might have been a little bit of, you know...
She's one of our own.
There might have been a bit of bollock in there, but... but...
Well, where?
But I'm just like...
In her teeth, you're like, love it. You've got a bit of bollock in you. You want to sort that out. You want to sort that... Get it out. No, but no, because it's so
if
prestigious...
Anything, it was Lambuna.
But isn't that always the way? Can I say... Forget... I don't want to...
No, because that made me angry.
What? But that's brown people all day long. Brown people will employ their own when they're skin, and when they get money, they'll go, now we can afford white people.
Mm.
It's still seen as a prestigious thing. It's an upgrade.
But for me, you know, because obviously in the media industry, we all been in the media industry, but you know, yeah. I'm in it every day.
Why are you doing a licky-licky on it?
You know, because I got a bit of frost. You know when it's been in the freezer, it's frosted
over. He's licking
over.
It like it's on the ice pole.
No, just bite it, Tommy.
Just bite it.
Yeah, but I quite, because the gulfi's got like almost like a fudge-like texture, hasn't it?
I don't think gulfi's supposed to be licked.
No, it shouldn't be licked.
You just need to bite it, bro.
Yeah.
I'm going to lick it. I'm going to make it sexy.
Anyway.
Anyway,
what I was saying is that I'm in the media every day and I'm continuously battling and fighting to get Asians into positions and places and situations. You know, that's what I love to do. Mm. And I just think...
Get Asians into positions.
You know what I mean.
What you know?
Positions of authority, power and respect.
Yeah.
And I just
them
think...
On top.
Them on top.
Power, authority and respect. No, no leather straps.
No.
No golf, no snooker balls in the mouth.
No, but
respect.
What I'm saying is like, this is a chance to really stick two Asian people in front of a lot of people and, you know, really like, own it as our thing.
Yeah, all right, Kedge, who would you book?
Tommy, for a start, definitely. Look, I'm not saying it because he's idiot, but we all know. If you want a host who's going to get the night going and keep it moving and understand it, it's Tommy.
Good.
No, but it's by a country mile, I'm going to say.
What, he's going to swear?
And also, what I will also say is just because you present on telly on, I don't know, maybe a sports show or whatever it is, that doesn't make you a good host.
Okay.
Just because you... for the potential young people maybe you're thinking about it, just because if you can present doesn't make you a good host. And just because you're a good host doesn't mean you're a good presenter as well. And it's a different craft and you've got to respect that game.
Yeah.
And just because you can talk to loads of aunties, that doesn't make you a good presenter either.
No.
Okay, anyway, enough Yanta, carry on.
But actually, it's funny because look at that. Before we even got into saying that we're at the awards, Kedge is straight into his... and let me tell you something.
He's giving his gyan, right?
In fact, let
he's handing his gyan all over the place.
All I was going to say was that we were sat with a food blogger, actually, a lovely girl, a lady
Emma.
Emma, and her brother, and another couple of people that work for like this paying app thing, WorldPay. They work for that. But it was good. We had a nice fun table.
We put
out
the fun table.
Yeah, and we were talking about... It was nice because we were talking about food and we were talking about the different kinds of curries you can get. But it was Muddles doing the food yesterday, who were really well renowned. But I'm going to just say, you know, Muddles do great food, but tonight's food at Kunchen's was fantastic.
Absolutely.
I think it was better than that. But they had a zillion awards throughout this night.
That's boring.
A zillion awards,
how
right?
How many is a zillion?
Put
a number on it.
When you look in the papers today, it's in all the national, it's in the
I
Sun.
I can't believe we sat through all that.
Yeah. It's like about 30, 40 awards.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, ridiculous. Absolutely.
Ridic. And they don't feed anyone. And it's I was having to almost culturally explain it to the Gordian. The Gordian with us sat next to them, they're going, what, like, so did the canapes at like 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
6 o'clock, everyone's called in to sit down. Hmm. Awards ran until 9:30, 3.5 hours. Yeah. Sat there.
So you didn't get nothing, nothing for nine.
No
nothing.
Food. And oh, the jar, okay, the spinach jar.
Jarred as you got inside. Right? Yeah.
But
that's not even going to touch the sides.
And they no, went.
Well,
they
that's
went,
why you had two.
Right. I did. I had to. I didn't know. I didn't know. If I'd known we were going to go 3.5 hours, I would have had them all.
There was somebody who didn't turn up on our table. Tommy had it.
Then
we all regret it because we you thought, oh, Tommy played a blinder there.
I love jarred.
Yeah.
I love it.
He loves to jarred.
Yeah. Chardy Man. It would be my show. Like Alan Carr. But I was explaining to the Gordy. I went, look. She goes, oh, how come they don't turn the food? I said, because Asian people will just eat and leave. Mm. Guess what Kedge did?
Yeah, cool. I know, but Kedge would do that.
No, he stood up. You know that last burki, the bite that you have when you're wiping the plate?
And he had that
stood up.
Yeah, while he's walking.
And he was licking his fingers, walking away. See you later. I've got to be up at 5 o'clock in the morning. This was a load of shit. And he walked out of the room. I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, I want your take on the awards, but I want to just mention a couple of things before the awards. Because as I was, these are my little observations. Firstly, as I was getting to the venue, and just arriving outside, I noticed all of the bikes. I haven't been aware of how many Lime bikes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, loads.
At one point, I crapped myself. I just froze. I put my arms up. It was like, like a load of geese all just take off at the same time. You're like, whoa. Someone, I'm going to get hit. And I'm like, and this is on pavement. Yeah. And I'm going, what's gone? What happened?
Yeah, I mean, there's an actual, like, even doctors even call it like Lyme legs now, you know, because there's so many injuries about.
Oh, is it happening?
Yeah. It's known as Lyme. Right. You know, he's got a Lyme leg.
There was about 30 bikes that just.
Kid, you made that up. What's Lyme leg?
Yeah, Lyme leg, because there's so many people having accidents falling off this thing and they're smashing their legs up.
Yeah. Nimbulat in Punjab.
I've never heard of that.
Nimbulat.
you got Nimbulat.
Yeah.
And then, first, that would come at me. And I got me a little bit scared. Mm. And then I was there to present an award. They said, oh, will you present an award, right? Just present one. Like, you don't give it out.
Right.
No speaking involved. Mm. Just got to go. They go,
and now they knew.
There you go.
To present the next award, it's Tommy Sandu, right? Broadcaster Tommy Sandu, whatever it is. I stand up there and they went, oh, actually, the next guy's not turned up. Can you do two? I went, yeah, fine. I'll stand on stage and do two.
But what did you, you just had to do that?
Just hand it over. They come up and they'll shake the hand, have a picture, and then hand it over, and then away I go.
You did two.
And normally I'm on the presenter side of things. So I did two of those. Now, I went, oh, the woman came over to call me from the table. She goes, oh, you know, you're going to get in position. I went, all right, boys, Kedge, catch you in a bit. Went off, did it, came, sat back down. Half an hour later, Kedge goes, when are you going to present your award?
Yeah,
I go, what?
He just doesn't pay attention. I went,
Kedge, I was up there, and not only that, I was up there for two awards. He went, seriously, have you done it? Bruv, where was I? I went, I looked over at the table. He's chatting away to the people next to us and all that.
I missed it completely.
Yeah.
One job to take a photo.
I was gutted about that. Anyway, I apologize.
And then he eat and ran. And obviously, because I do so many of these restaurants now and takeaway stuff, and because of Kingfisher and all of the award shows you do, right? I'm going around and shaking people's hand, talking to them. I felt like I had Tommy Robinson with me, kind of going, What is this? What is going on? What do you mean? He was not happy to be there.
No.
And he was so out of sync. You know, like, it felt like I'd. You know when you get to look up, when your cousin comes home from India and you go, your mum goes, you got to spend the day with him.
Yeah.
Like, oh, man, and he just doesn't get the culture here. It was the reverse of that. This was like almost like the English cousin that was in the Desi room and you didn't get it.
A couple of weeks ago, we mentioned that, you know, I think, because you were all talking about, you know, what was it? Borders in Malta. Malta Borders. What was it?
Breaking Borders.
Festival.
And I didn't see any of it. And I said, I think my algorithm's changed. Honestly, I think even in real life, my algorithm has changed. Because I was there.
What, you didn't acknowledge brown people?
No, it wasn't that. It was just, because obviously, do you remember? Like,
what, in a roast dinner at the Curry Awards?
Like, you know, like, obviously, this was our lives for a long time. You know, like, I've grown, in the sense that, you know, like, being in media for a long time, radio and all this, you used to go to these a lot. And then I've completely, what I realised is I've, in the last 7 years, I've not been in it at all. Or really not got away from it. Because you know what it is? It's like if you stop clicking on certain things, they don't show it on your algorithm. And I'm
going to keep sending it, you shit then. Yeah.
I know. Well, trust me, there's a lot
Everyone
of people.
Everyone that's listening to the podcast,
there's plenty of those people who send me stuff.
Brown stuff.
Anyway, but
send you brown stuff.
Yeah.
In the post.
But But I was just like, you know, I was sitting there, I thought, God, like, this is just, it's just, I don't need to be here. Mm. And you know, like, it was, it's sad to see that we, I don't know, am I allowed to say this?
Yeah, just, say what you want. Yeah, of course you can.
It's just...
Careful what you say.
We're still, no, but we're still so far away from pulling out a decent award show, or, you know, the lack of just the organisation skills. You know, as Asians, we don't
respect...
These are big ones.
The money was spent.
But it was like, you know, like the audience are not respecting what's going on stage.
Was everyone just talking?
Yeah, talking and then, you know, not even clapping, not even getting involved. A lot of people were late. It's not there.
And also, everyone who's there, this is a night off for people from the Asian restaurant takeaway business, you know, a sector.
Yeah.
So this is their night off. You think it'd be a full on night of celebration. These people work very hard.
Yeah.
364 days a year, right? So, and then when at the very start of the night, they were playing songs, music was DJ playing and a bit of a party atmosphere. The only people getting up and dancing were?
White people.
Yeah.
White people.
Yeah, of course they would.
Our lot just don't. They sit there, and we all look a little bit sunny booty.
Yeah, it was.
We were giving
sunny booty vibes, and it just, you know. And I said to Sir Tommy, I just, oh God, it just feels we're still far away. Like, you know, because I've not been to these kind of events in a long time, and I just thought maybe because, you know, Tommy goes to a lot of these things now, and I just thought, you know, by now maybe we're learning that we need a producer, maybe we need a director, you know, sorting all of this stuff out. And it's just, you know, it's like we've got like the screens, wow, amazing, you know, they look amazing, all of that kind of stuff, but just the basic thing, like, why were the mics popping all the time? Why was it just people don't know how to speak into a microphone, or is it that we have a...
It's funny you say that.
I know, low grade microphones. Yeah. I just, why people don't know
how to speak into microphones.
I know,
and
but
bang the table.
But I don't do that for a living, but it's just like...
You do!
Well, yeah, almost, but, you know, I just think...
You work in radio.
Well, yeah, I know, but what I'm trying to say is I don't have to go and speak on a microphone every day. But it was just like, I don't know. We've spoken a lot of these things.
Yeah.
But next time, I'll take Satch.
No, maybe. But I think
I ain't coming to that shit.
Yeah. But it was our little date night.
Yeah, it was.
There
was a funny speech.
Oh,
do you remember?
Go on.
Red balloon. Oh. And blue balloon.
Oh, this guy. No, okay. So this guy gets up from some beer company. Let's not mention them because it weren't Kingfisher. It was a different beer company.
Right.
And he got up and they went and welcomed this guy from the beer company. Mm. And he gets up and he goes straight into a story. At no point in the speech did he even mention what beer he's representing and all
that. He just did a story.
Right.
And the story went like this.
So the girl went up to the balloon man and said, "Is that a red? Shall I do the accent?
Yeah.
Is that red balloon? Does it fly?" And he said, "Yes." And then she said, "Blue balloon, does it fly?" "Yes." "What about pink one?" He said, "It doesn't matter what balloon doesn't go, but what inside that takes up air."
Honestly,
"Success don't come from success or origin, but what we have learned, what is in the brain, makes successful."
So what he was trying to say was...
Blah, 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 blah. Humongous iceberg.
What?
You don't remember that bit?
Humongous iceberg.
Humongous iceberg.
Oh, yeah. Then he did a story about the
Titanic.
Iceberg. Yeah.
Yeah.
But again.
So what, the blood clot was a beer?
Right. No connection. Then he went off. Oh. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank
Happy
you.
To be here.
Thank you.
Right.
No, he did another story as well where he said, less lives.
Bro, it was
Who the hell
poor.
Is this guy?
It was poor because...
No, you know, this is like I said to Tommy, I said...
Why didn't
I
bump him off? Get off, bro.
You knew you were going to do a speech.
I laughed out loud.
This guy was laughing.
I laughed because
you were doing a speech. Why did you not practice? This goes back to our wedding speeches. This goes back to all of this thing.
Air India, when I had the hoo-ha with them, it's all bad
why
speeches.
Why are you not practicing? Why are you not why are you not checking this? ChatGPT, everyone is using it to clean their backsides nowadays. Why don't you just use it to just check your speech?
The point of the speech was, and it was actually, there could have been a really nice point to it. Like, you know, a girl goes up and she wants to know, "Oh, does that red balloon fly?" And he goes, "Of course it does." "Blue balloon fly?" "Yes, of course it does." "Pink balloon, does it fly?" "Of course it does." And of course, then he goes, "Listen, my love, it's not about the color of the balloon.
Yeah.
It's not what's on the outside.
Yeah.
It's what's inside that can make you fly. Whatever you are, you can fly." Lovely. But he didn't say that.
I didn't get it.
He didn't. And then, therefore, the whole thing about the iceberg
was... Did the yellow balloon fly?
No. They said, he goes, "Yellow balloon, no, that don't fly. That's got crack in it."
Yeah.
That's got what's it called? Hippie, whatever it gas. Yeah. Yeah. No, it goes. But it was just like, so you know, you're like, and
then we're, you know, when you sit painful. Next to these like these influencers, gore influencers, yeah. And you know, you, and they think that, you know, like, this is us. Yeah, this is us. Hello, welcome to our people here.
Yeah, yeah. You guys got curry ass, and you can't speak English either. You're part of them.
Yeah.
You and Cage are part of them.
It did make me think on a little quick little side note, yeah, right? I thought we could open a restaurant.
Yeah.
With what we know about food, with all our connections. The Brown Load as a restaurant.
The Brown Load restaurant I think it's definitely a thing that we should be looking into.
Why? You each now have a chance to get your idea across. What would make the Brown Load restaurant unique?
The Brown Load.
Yeah. Like, for example, straight away, Satch, because I think you can hit relate this. I think you need an open, I know this isn't unique, but an open plan. Visible grill that you can see it.
I want to see the butter cooking.
And actually, now I've got it. It's almost split into three. So it's a Satch, Kent, and Tommy.
I think it's a three-way thing, and you choose which way
back
you book.
To putting Asians in position.
No. You choose which part of the world map you wanna be a part of in the Brown Load restaurant.
And maybe you, as you come in, you go, "What are you? Are you Kedge, Satch, or Tommy?
Yeah. Or what do you feel like tonight?
And then you get your cutleries according to. Yeah. It's a unique.
Or you can choose to sit in the middle.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So you get a bit of, and then that's your buffet.
Yeah, okay, that's on a Sunday brunch.
I wouldn't go to Kedge's restaurant.
Yeah, no, but okay. Kedge's got the veg section.
Yeah.
Right? I think you'd be quite international because of your travelling and stuff. Mm. You might, I'm not putting a word in your mouth, you might do like the Indo-Chinese-y stuff. Some real
That's not Satch.
No, it's not Satch, but he's a bit more global. So
no,
I'm trying
Indo-Satch
to find.
Indo-Satch and all of Indo-Satch. Indo-Satch.
Indo-Satch.
No. Indo-Chinese and all that would be me and the vegetarian, that side of it. Desi Khanna. I think Satch wouldn't be that at all. So I think Satch would be, you're right, the international cuisine though.
But yeah, yours would be the shawarma.
But a bit of that.
But with a desi kind of thing, I think I just want to be like, you know, lamb sarg, you know.
Hold on. We've all gone Asian here. No.
Is it not? No. I'm not going Asian. I'd go Middle Eastern restaurant.
No. The Brown Load is the experience that you're coming in and you're getting.
After you eat the food.
Yeah. And then you leave your Brown Load.
No.
The Brown Load is an experience where you get three different types of cuisine.
Okay, then I'm going Middle Eastern.
Yeah.
Turkish Middle Eastern.
Yeah, and so I think is Western. Completely.
Oh, I think then I'm pizzas and fried chicken.
Yes.
No, but then I'm disappointed because then he's doing the Indian. It's only going to be veg. I'm not coming to that.
I'll do a butter chicken burger.
No, everyone needs a butter chicken in this
place. Okay, fine. All right, fine. So we all have a meat and veg.
You'll do meat in your section. You shouldn't have to do that. No, I don't think that's right.
No, it's a restaurant.
No, it's a restaurant. You have to, because otherwise people...
Isn't it?
People have pure veg restaurants.
No.
Why am I the one flying the flags of vegetarians all of a sudden? How's this happening?
My meat's going to infiltrate his restaurant.
but that's why...
Just throw a bit of chicken inside.
Yeah, but that's why you choose where you want to sit in the restaurant, because if you sit in the middle, then you have access all areas.
You can have a kebab poking in your face.
Exactly.
Or a paneer skewer and all that.
So this is what you guys were thinking about when you were... coming back from the curry.
Exactly.
One thing I thought about when I saw Tommy, you put the video up on our WhatsApp group of turning up. Why was Kedge dressed as the valet man? Was he moving all the cars
So we had a look, because I said, Kedge, it's black tie.
Yeah.
And I said, I've never seen you in a black tie. Yeah. Don't forget, black tie event. He went, bruh. It's not black tie. I read the invite. It says black tie or traditional attire. I said no.
That's for the women.
It says black tie for men, traditional attire for women.
Yeah.
That's meaning sari. I said you better put on your best lenga.
I started looking for my lenga. Yeah.
Yeah. He's got a nice flat stomach. It looked good though. You know, little belly button with a little piercing.
Oh yeah, midriff showing.
No. But he turned up in like a Nehru style Indian suit. You know, that Nehru collar. Kind of desi.
Yeah. I thought you were
parking the cars.
And then
I couldn't look at the light. There were some nice cars there.
And then when we went inside.
Imagine if someone turned up, Kedge was standing there and just chucked him his keys.
Yeah, there you go, mate.
No.
The funniest, bruv. The funniest. You know what I'm going to say?
What happened?
We were just where we were stood.
Right.
It was by the toilet.
And
the guys go, okay, we'd have to go into the toilet. And he goes, yeah. And he looked right at me and went, what the fuck am I? The fucking toilet. And because of that, I was like, they thought you worked as a toilet attendant.
He could be that. He could be the valet man. He could be the waiter. Yeah. He could have done everything.
He was dressed nice. And actually, when he came in, he goes, "See, look at him. You were moaning at me for wearing like an Indian outfit. That guy was trainers and
a cap and a jacket, jeans."
So when you said that, you know, you really had your cousin over from India, and you took him to the awards. It was just like that.
Like holding his hand, walking around, and then he was gone. Brilliant. He was like Kaiser Soze. At the end of it, he's like, "Right, I'm out of here." You've been on travels as well.
While you guys were on, at an awards ceremony, I saw all your messages coming in because I was on the plane reading them and seeing what you guys were on about with your outfits and this and the other.
Yeah.
You know, as usual, get on a plane, Damasha straight away. And I put it up on the WhatsApp on the WhatsApp group because I thought this is just too much good content to not share, and that's it. Straight away, sat in my seat, I'm looking forward, a hand pops up from round the corner. So I was in the window seat this time.
Okay, so in a regular kind of seat, so you're in a row of three or four, in
the window seat. My mate, who was flying back on the same flight as me, Vish, was in the aisle. So I was like,
"So he's next to you."
Yeah, like he's in the aisle. The middle seat.
One away.
Yeah, one away.
Did you have a gappy ranks between?
Oh, the whole flight was empty.
Oh wow.
Mm. So yeah, me and him were sat like, you know, in a three. He was on the end. I was in the window.
Yep.
And this hand comes peering round
from in front of you.
So he's pointing towards me.
So hold on, the hand comes back into from in between the two seats or by the seat to the window.
Oh,
in that little gap. Yeah.
And I'm like, why are you putting your hand through there when you've got a window?
Just it was
did you shake it?
She was just
it?
She was just stretching, Saj.
No, was she was. She was. Was she filmed the whole flight.
The whole flight,
7 hours.
But hold on a minute. So her left hand now. Yeah, I'm thinking
is
in
like
front
that,
of you.
Is like this.
So that's quite a hot. Even my shoulder feels tight.
She did this.
To lean back. And that's a tight little gap to get her arm through it.
She filmed every the takeoff.
Have a look in our WhatsApp group. If you want to see the picture, have a look. You can get the link to the WhatsApp group to join it or to see it through our Instagram. It's all on there.
And she filmed the whole flight. It was like setting up a tripod with her arm.
But bro, no, that's in your space, though.
In my space.
Did you say anything?
Phone was like, no, but what can you say?
See? If I had not said anything, you would have gone for me.
That's
in your space.
That's insane. What, does she not got a window by her?
She had a window next to her.
Wow.
But she wanted to put it through my window.
She wanted an angle.
How weird is that, Sam?
Maybe Sam, she was trying to like, maybe she was, maybe she wanted to chat you out.
No. She was with her husband.
Oh,
and well,
they were causing
commotion on the plane as well. Because like, you know, food service comes, they want veggie dish, you've got to pre-order it.
Yeah.
Why haven't we got veggie food? Kicking off. And then, like, they were like, oh, you know, oh, now we'll eat the meat. So then they had the lamb biryani. I'm like,
make your mind up.
You went from that to that.
We're swearing a lot more to that. I think we're all a bit relaxed.
I'm like, what is going on here,
sorry,
bruv?
Yeah. It's funny because people will never cease to surprise me with their absolute insanity. Even just now, Kedge, in the car park. So we're waiting for you, Satch, for the first time ever.
Yeah. First time ever.
Traffic. But not much, only about 10 minutes. And while we went, the car park outside Gunton's is rammed. It's very busy downstairs on Tuesday night here in Ilford. And the car park's rammed. So we're parked in the car park. So we're getting here. And this car just comes and parks in the middle, blocks me in, blocks about three or four other cars in.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he comes out and he starts saying through the glass, "Are you going? Are you going?"
Yeah.
Like that, right? He was Chinese. No, he goes, you know,
he was
an old Asian guy.
I didn't even think he was Asian.
No, he was. He was. Oh. Yeah. Right. He goes, "Are you going?" I went, no. So we're parked up. We were just sat in the car, right? Yeah. And he went,
"Oh, you and Kedge?"
Yeah. Okay. And he just parked in the middle. So imagine all the cars are parked in a U around the car park.
Yeah.
He just parked in the middle at the top of it.
He was about to go.
And he went, I have to park here. I said, but you're going to block all of these cars in.
Everyone.
And he goes, I have to go to the restaurant.
Yeah.
And I went, no, you can park on the street just outside.
Yeah.
He goes, there's no parking. I said, it's Ilford. There's plenty of parking.
Yeah.
I said, just you just keep going to your fine bike.
Find the space, yeah.
And he went off in a huff. He went, yeah. I was like, and maybe
he was going to leave it there and bounce.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was
yeah.
going to leave it there.
He was going to leave it there.
And I said, why don't you put your number on the dashboard and say, call me, you know, whatever. And even then, I thought that was...
No.
But he dismissed it. But people are mad. I think the world's going madder. Everyone's going more and more nuts as well. So you didn't address your woman with your random arm.
I mean, it was quite funny because, like, you know, again, I was with my mate and we were both just watching them the whole flight because, like, we were just like, what the hell is
going on? You know, then you failed, Satch. You failed. You need to out-weird the weird. What you need to do is start breathing on her hands.
You should have just stuck your foot through the meal.
Do you know what the funniest part
Just start
was?
Sniffing so her fingers.
She was... that's disgusting. She had like dirty fingers. It was like dirty. And then like, so basically, she was falling asleep, but like, she was, her head would slip off the flipping, the headrest.
Yeah.
And like wedge between the window and the seat. So her head was just like this.
That's
like,
tactical, though, isn't it? Because I think that's quite comfortable, that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a comfortable spot.
She fell off and it was a thud, like a...
Oh. Well.
And I'm like, yeah, that's disgusting.
See?
She was tired.
A travel problem.
Travels. I bought something from my travels.
Oh, go on.
Seeing as I always come back with something from Dubai.
Yeah.
Walking through a supermarket the other day on Sunday. And it was, you know what? It was a very Indian supermarket.
Oh, we like an Indian one.
It was called Nesto in Dubai. And yeah. And bruv, when you're in there...
Are you sure it's not called Nesto?
Yeah. No, it's Nesto. And it feels like you're in India.
Oh, wow.
They've got every India product. It smells like India.
Yeah, I mean, loads of Dubai places can
feel like it. So it's like a proper Indian supermarket. So I was looking through the aisles. I thought, what can I find? I found, you've heard of a pot noodle.
Yeah.
This is a pot bel.
Oh, a pot bel.
I'll be honest. Bel, remind me, what is bel again?
What is it? And it's got crispy, you put like tamarind chutney in it, green chutney in it.
Yeah, and so I saw the pot and I thought, I was like, how are you going to make this in a pot? Because it's going to be soggy and saucy. Yeah.
Go on, let's bang crack
it. Have you tried it? No, you can't. If you open it, you've got to pour.
No, go on, Kitch.
No, we're doing it now.
It says just shake it to make it.
Yeah, go on.
There we go.
Oh, so it doesn't need, it's not a pot noodle, not like that. It doesn't need hot water.
No, it doesn't need
a thing. But by the way, on the outside it says, wow, Luft.
Yeah.
What's that? What's Luft mean?
Luft means air in German, but
Luft.
Danza.
Luft.
Maybe that's the brand. I don't know.
Luft.
Go on,
Kedge. And you know what? I bought it and I was like, it's called classic Kedge. Like, it's going to taste like dirt.
Scan. Oh, no, this is scan code.
Go on. You just got to open it and shake it, apparently. No, I don't know.
Oh, look at that.
Snazzy jazzy. All these kind of little bags.
What's that? It's got a tissue.
Go, yeah.
Oh.
That's random.
That looks wrong.
Oh.
Bruv. That bit of tissue. It's very weird.
The gold packet, the sauce packet, and a spoon.
Oh, yeah. That's a napkin, Kedge. It says it has a napkin in it as well.
Napkin.
Yeah, but the napkin looks used, bro.
No, it's all right.
You know when, like, someone pulls out a napkin from their pocket?
That's toilet paper. No, sorry.
That's a bit of a folded serviette.
Are we going to do it? Do it quickly,
and shake it off like Taylor Swift.
Yeah. See, Taylor Swift needs to get on this one.
Shake it.
Don't you want to follow the instructions? You're just going to go.
No, you just put it in and you put it in and you shake it.
Right, here we go. Here's the semumra going in.
What's it called?
Semumra and all the.
Semumra. That's what. Semumra.
Semumra.
Yeah. Yeah, like in He-Man.
Yeah, no, Thundercats.
Thundercats. That's what I meant.
Mumra.
Who's Mumra?
Yeah, when He-Man's about to kill him, you go,
Everyone knows that. His name was Mumra. Everyone used to call him Sev Mumra.
Yeah, did you say that?
Yeah.
Come on. Don't put those bits in, Kedge.
The bits dropped on the table. Just put it.
Why would you do that?
Are you sure you know what you're doing?
This is how you make bread. There's only one way to make bread. If this is not the way, then it's not bread. Right, here we go.
Be careful with the juice. Yeah. Be careful with the juice.
Do it over yourself, bro. Do it over yourself. There you go. Yeah.
No.
What do you mean it doesn't work there? It works better over me. There's got to be an easy tear bit. See those bits that are perforated? Like these bits up here?
This is no good for like a travel.
No, it's good.
What's going on here?
It's taking forever.
Do my face.
Don't do my face.
Oh my God.
You're going to
need. Two fit. It's all right, Tommy. It's only us. Go on, tooth it.
We're the meat eaters, so...
Kedge, just tooth it.
His teeth aren't designed to cut through anything.
He went in his mouth.
He just shot in his mouth. That's quite a thick chutney.
Oh, it's a thick one, mate. Yeah, go on, squeeze it all on. Squeeze it all on.
All right, here we go. Boy, you know what? It's quite nice.
Kedge, you're such a...
I'm not very good at this Instagram stuff.
Right. Why would you do that? No, shake it.
Oh yes.
You know what? So for those who aren't who haven't seen
shake
this,
it, shake it.
Right? It does smell nice and fresh.
It smells great.
He wanted to show the camera what was inside it.
And he tipped the whole thing and it fell out.
He tipped it and now look, you've got a proper little deputy stain on the bloody table.
Right.
Does it say shake for a minute?
This guy is an absolute moron.
Yeah, go on.
There you go. All right.
There you go. Ready. Bell's ready.
Go on.
Here you go. Spoon.
Yeah,
spoon. Go on, spoon it.
I'll use a small one. Smells a bit. Bubba, you ain't going to like this.
Yeah, it smells like Budloon. It's Budloon.
I'm not eating that.
You know what? I'm having that for lunch. That is so
Shut
good.
Shut up. I ain't eating that. The smell puts me off.
Give
already.
Me a big spoon. This is amazing.
There you go.
This is amazing.
There you go.
I'm in a world of regret. You know why? I'm so annoyed. We had that lovely food, and now I've got that in my mouth.
Yeah. So, how much is that?
Don't know.
They paid him to take it away.
This is amazing.
And you want to open up a restaurant with this guy? Has got no taste buds,
bro. What? That's like.
This is good. It's good.
It's puffy sort of crisps. Mm. No, it's
rank, mate.
I'm putting it on the other side. Yeah. I don't know how you can stand the smell of that. It just smells like the bottle.
Go have it for
Well, thank you. Tomorrow. But we do love the adventures in supermarkets that you go on, Sash. It's great. And you always seem to find something quite random and good fun.
It's a bit strong. I see what you mean. It's a bit strong.
From Dubai chocolate and all that. So, Gage appreciates it. And look at that. I'm having it for lunch. He's saving it for tomorrow. He's going to open that up at Virgin Radio and stink out the office.
No, I'm not.
Honestly, you're the reason why they go on marches. You're the reason. This is what I mean. We just want our country back.
All right, well, look.
We're going to get better. No, but I had some travel nightmares. Just a quick one. Yeah. Not really a nightmare. Well, firstly, I haven't missed a train in ages. I missed a train.
Oh, missed a train.
What, as in like a proper long one?
Yeah, it was a train? It was to Glasgow.
Ooh.
The train was at 10:30 a.m.
Right.
I had to do the kids drop off at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Bedtime.
I come back home by 20 past 8. I thought, I got 80. It takes me about 30, 40 minutes to get to
Euston
Station.
You had a nap.
Right? No. I started potting around, putting my bag together. I thought, I'll take my gym kit because I'll have time. I'm going to get up there early. I'm going to go to the gym, carrying the bag. All of a sudden, it was 10 past 9. Right? And I went,
I need to leave.
I'll go now. Went down to the station, 5 minute walk. There was a bit of a delay, about 10 minutes. So then the train comes in about 9:25, 9:30, and then it stopped along the way a couple of times.
Ooh.
Like something on the track.
And then
at 10 past 10, I get to one stop where I have to change. I'm going, hold a minute, the train pulls away in 20 minutes. I've still got about 6 stops to go.
Ross.
Now you're cutting it.
And now I'm cutting rid of them. Then it gets to 25 past, it stopped again. I was like, I ain't gonna make it.
Yeah, no.
I get to the train station at 10:35. Missed it. Oh bloody hell! You know, you think,
what a move.
How you saw? You know, like almost like I was abducted. I don't know, kind of where the time went. But I then get in the queue because I wanted to go to them and say, look, here's my train ticket. I've obviously missed one. Can they go? Oh, it's cool. You can go on the next one. I wasn't sure if it was a transferable one. Couldn't tell by the app. So I'm lining up, but. Forget that. I bought another ticket in the end. That's fine. I went up to Glasgow, did the gigs, did a comedy gig, did Kingfisher stuff. Brilliant. You're going to see all that soon.
Lovely.
But while I was in the queue, this woman was walking into that ticket section. It's not in the main floor.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm just going to explain this to you. Just for the visuals, I'm saying what she is. She was a gaudy white woman.
Yeah.
About sort of 40 years old.
Mm.
So not young, not a girl.
Mm.
And she's crying.
Oh.
She's trying to half cover it. But
in the queue?
She's walking towards the queue.
Right.
So she's about, there's already about 4 or 5 people behind me. Mm-hmm. She's just crying.
She missed her train as well.
Mate, I don't know.
Were you crying?
No, I wasn't. Internally, because I thought, oh man, it's going to cost me another 80 quid. As I was crying over that. But as she's walking up, she's looked right at me. I've looked at her.
Yeah.
Just coincidentally. I don't know why you turn around at that moment.
Yeah.
But she wasn't crying. So let me analyze the cry. The cry wasn't like, oh, I've just hugged my loved ones goodbye. I'm getting on the train. I'm going.
Mm. Right.
It was
sobs.
It was like something's happened.
Yeah,
right?
Help.
Oh, okay.
A cry.
But
help.
She's walking towards the queue, so she's queuing up. Mm. She doesn't look hurt or anything like that. She's not. No.
Yeah, physically like mash up. Yeah.
And in that moment, I'll be honest, sign of the times or whatever, I just got nervous and I didn't say anything. I just turned away. And then afterwards, I was like, you're an idiot, Tommy.
You did a like what I did last week with the guy with the pram. You had a little moment and you didn't you froze and you
and then I was like and I'll be honest, I thought it's none of my business. You know, this all went from my head. Yeah, it's none of my business. And you know, she's not in distress. Who am I to think she needs my help?
No, yeah. I think you're right, Tommy.
But you know, but then I felt like as a human being, I felt like it was wrong. I felt like I should have gone. are you alright?
Yeah, but yeah, well, hang on a minute. What if she then turned around and said, piss off, it's got nothing to do with
yeah,
you?
Yeah, or like...
Because that could happen.
Yeah, okay.
It could happen.
But I think... We can't let society make us like this.
Yeah, agreed. So this was the conflict. This is why I wanted to share it with
yeah,
you boys.
Yeah, I think everyone's getting a little bit too much. Like we're getting to the point where if someone's the arms falling off, we're going, are you all right there? Because his arms falling off. No, we need
arms
to go
falling off is a different story. Crying is
no,
a different story.
No,
but she could be crying over anything. Someone stole her Maltesers.
Yeah, or nothing. Or like, oh, he didn't reply to my text.
Yeah, it you could know, be anything.
Yeah, but at least you
there's a big difference between crying and your arm falling
people
off.
Always, I think people always appreciate if you ask them if they're okay. I did a situation like that. Where I
no, because then she might turn around and be like embarrassed and then that's another kind of work. Like she might do some other mad shit. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, but I think if you're going with the right intention of asking, I think...
Go away, pervert.
Yeah, or
yeah, I know what you're saying, Saj. I know what you're saying. So I had that situation where having learned from last week about not helping somebody,
yeah.
This time I was rushing down the stairs, and as I was rushing down, I bumped into this girl who was coming up trying to carry a suitcase.
Yeah, go on.
And she was struggling.
Yeah.
So I thought, right, we've learned everything from last week's podcast.
Yeah.
I'm not going to skip this one. So I stopped. Even though I was rushing for my train,
do you need a hand?
Do you need a hand?
Yeah.
She said, straight away, she went, oh, yes, please. That would be great.
Great.
Yeah. Nice.
My God, this suitcase was so
heavy. You can carry it.
My God. This thing was so big and so heavy. I was like, I looked at it and I started laughing and I said, this is massive. And she started laughing as well. I just about got it up the stairs. It was horrific. But it was funny. But we did
it. So maybe next time, Kedge, when you do that, you should look at her and then the suitcase first before you even ask the question.
She was
might not.
She was petite. That's why she was struggling with it. No, I was taller, so I could at least I had the.
But you were smaller than her.
But I at least had the leverage to pull it up one step at a time. But it took forever.
Oh, you did it one step at a time,
Ked. You could not lift this thing.
When you help someone, you've got to do it bang confidently, bang up the stairs, run up with it. You can't be doing the one stepper. Yeah.
You've got to tense up that arm. And like was, hold your core in tight, 100%, squeeze your bum cheeks together,
I was with my big boss at the time, who's shorter than me, and he went, I'm glad I didn't ask him, because he bottled it.
You know,
and he goes boxing, he's got muscles. He's got muscles, and he's shorter than me, and he bottled it.
No, you know what I've now got visions of? In my head, everything plays out in little scenes in films, right? That's how I just see it, is that you're there with your girlfriend, right?
Yep.
And she's like, babes. We're at the train station, you know, like she's looking at you, carry it up. Kelly going, and some other buff guy comes on and goes, do you want me to help you out, bro?
Yeah.
And you gotta go, yeah, okay. And then you and your missus just walk up the stairs and some strong guy is carrying both your back. That's gonna happen. Exactly. It's gonna happen to someone.
Why not? If you can get that help, but
nice of you to at least offer.
Well done. Well done.
It was funny.
You should do that, yeah.
Also I was at Nando's on the first day that the government made the new ruling which affects Nando's. You've heard about that, haven't you?
Yeah.
Absolutely not. I have no idea.
How has he heard about it? He's been in Dubai.
Yeah, I've heard about it.
How have you not heard it?
I've been in. I got late for the train.
This has caused absolute outrage in the UK.
Nando's, a government ruling on Nando's.
Yeah.
Well, it's not.
It's
I wouldn't
not
just
specifically
say,
for Nando's, no, but Nando's is affected quite. Nando's, yeah. Because basically, they have now stopped the refilling of soft drinks.
The dispensation.
No, so you can't get bottomless drinks.
So I went there.
You can certain ones. You can.
What?
Only full fat Coke.
You can't.
Full fat Coke, you can't get a refill.
Yeah.
Oh, because of health reasons.
Yeah.
They don't want you. So you can go?
You can go Sprite. You can go all the other stuff.
Zero. Fanta. No, you can get zero. They all got to be zero.
Okay. Zero ones you can. Yeah. Oh, right. So hold a minute. But you can go into Tesco's and buy 15 litres of Coca-Cola and go home and drink it all.
Yeah, no.
But if you're in Nando's.
But in a restaurant, you can't refill drinks anymore.
Yeah.
You know, I tell you what, mate, it doesn't make sense, but you can see how they got to that decision. They've obviously gone, well, what happens to the consumers are when they're in a restaurant and they've paid one price for a drink, they feel obligated to go back again and again to get their money's worth.
Hence we're becoming fat.
Do you reckon? So then what happened to like ice cream factory and shit, like in pizza? Is that all
Pizza. Yeah. No, but also,
so many things.
But
unlimited ice cream. People love that as well.
And also, the light version of these things have got more chemicals anyway than the full fat stuff anyway. So you're still. It still hasn't really solved the problem. It
hasn't solved the problem.
Yeah.
No.
But it was interesting. It was interesting to see.
But how has it got to that?
Yeah. Well, no, but I think it's got to that. It's because we've gone buggle over this free
but stuff. Look.
We never used to have it. It's come from America.
When we go Nando's, how many times are you refilling your glass?
I never. If I drink at Nando's, it might be a beer, but that's it. I don't normally drink when I'm having Nando's.
fine, Tommy.
I do the fizzies. I love a Coke Zero and I love a Sprite Zero and I love the Fanta Zero, I think, or Tango, whatever it is.
So you're Zero, sometimes, man.
So I do the two. I'll always do the Zero. I actually find the other ones put a funny feeling on your teeth. But funny. I will do two. Yeah. I will do two because it's hot.
So one and then refill for a second.
Refill for a second, yeah.
Mm. I'm a water man.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, well, when you're eating like that, I think I want the Dakar.
I want
the gas.
But some people do go for more, say.
Really?
Yeah. Do you remember the whole Super Size Me thing? Yeah. When Morgan Spurlock did Super Size Me, they were saying that in McDonald's you could get like the 1 liter fizzy drinks.
Mm.
A litre bottle, that's crazy.
Yeah, it comes in like a bucket like this.
Yeah,
it's
but ridiculous. I mean, I'm talking about, you know, two glasses as well. So, no, we're not on that kind of crazy. Yeah. But in which case...
I get what they're trying to do. I don't think that's the right way to do it.
Because in which case, where do you draw the line, right? Yeah. So, I might... If you're going to say, oh, if that's bottomless, you can just keep going back for it. Same with Pizza Hut. Same with the brunch.
Yeah, so
same with my mother-in-law. When I'm eating her house, she'll be like, oh, Ekornana. She'll just keep kind of going back for it. And, you know, pronte, right. Pronte. And she don't hold back on the butter.
Were you saying in Punjabi?
Ekornana.
That's what you're being rude to her.
Yeah. Ekhor.
Lena?
That's what you are. Right. I've got hordes in different area codes.
Lena?
Yeah. Oh, what's Lena?
Multiple. What? Take.
Yeah, Lena, yeah. No. How would you say, do you want one more?
You want one more?
In Gujarati.
Oh, Biju juice?
Biju juice? Biju juice?
Biju juice.
Really? No. Biju juice, Biju juice, Biju juice.
Ek vadare lele.
Ek
vadare.
Vadare, yeah.
Yeah, have one more.
Yeah, because vad in Punjabi is to increase.
Yes.
Right. So, yeah, so that means, yeah. Ek vadare lele.
Help yourself, mate. Help yourself.
Yeah, help yourself. Have one more. In terms of food news, I've got that, and I've also got exclusively three new Heinz baked beans flavors.
Ooh.
So you know, they've been doing little remixes, haven't they? They got a Jalfrezi one.
Yes.
And there's a few they've got on the menu. The three new ones to look out for. Here we go. Pizza
flavored beans.
Yeah.
Oh, I could see that working. You know,
could do cheese. That cheese, could cheese, be, cheesy
yeah,
beans.
Yeah, yeah,
that cheese
be.
And tomato.
Even the herby tomato. Yeah. I see that working.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Tagine.
Oh, no.
I thought that the same. But then I thought you two might go, oh, yeah, no, maybe no. Tommy. That might be
do you know
Tommy.
What? Tagines are dead.
Yeah,
in it?
It's a weird taste as
no,
well.
No, there's no taste.
No, it's got this cumin. It's cumin and paprika.
I don't like
thing.
It. I don't like it.
I don't like that kind of
and
food.
And the last one, sweet and sour.
I'm not sure about that.
I don't think that's a good...
It feels a bit sickly in my head.
Yeah. But apparently these are the three that were voted the most popular ones. So
first one, I give it a go.
The pizza ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. So look out for those. They're going to be hitting the shelter. Some exclusive news there with on the Heinz. I mean, you know, I get all those kind of emails sent to my inbox.
He goes to one food, award ceremony and now he gets all the emails.
But I can't imagine them selling well, bro. I can't imagine people going, oh, like if they're making it a mess... How many people in
our
country?
No, you're not the target audience, Tommy, sorry.
Well, who would eat sweet and sour baked beans?
This is going straight to university people.
Would they?
Yes. Because if you want a little bit of flavour, and because you've got to remember that as this is, we knew about masala beans before even Heinz
and
knew
we
about,
make them.
Yeah, before like, Heinz knew about masala beans,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
So if you want, oh, you know, I feel like just jazzing up my baked beans or my dinner or whatever, my jacket potato, you might get a little Jalfrezi beans.
Yeah.
Do you know, like, I had baked beans the other day because my nieces were eating them in Dubai.
Yeah.
I had a spoon of them. I was like, I can't. I need to have desi beans.
Yeah.
It's got to that level now where you can't have it plain.
I cannot eat them plain.
Would you have
I cannot eat them plain.
Would you eat cold baked beans?
Ugh.
Like,
no.
If there's a scoop left at the bottom of the can, would you eat the whole spoon of it cold?
No.
I'd probably just put it in a little plate and microwave it.
Yeah.
Just for
zap
it for a second.
Interesting.
But I'm surprised. I just don't get it. Why they just don't go tarka beans? Put the tarka on there, T-A-R-K-A.
No, they did that, innit? They did that.
The Jalfrezi ones are not tarka beans.
No, but it's not the same. Look, the whole point of it is when you cook the onions, you get the flavour out, and then you put the bit. Do you know what I mean?
Bit
you
of can't. Garlic, yeah.
That you ain't gonna get. You're not gonna get that in the can. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Well,
you're not. No, kid, you're not. Because when you're there and you're cooking all these ingredients.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Properly,
yeah, to get the authentic.
And people sell tarka. It's still not the same.
It's not the same.
No, because you've got to do it your way.
Even when like, I see fried onions, I'm like, oh, mate, you need to fry the onions and get the juices out into the food.
Yeah, don't sell me the fried onions.
Once they start frying, that's when your appetite really, really starts as well.
Mate. And also, can I just end it by saying that today I met somebody who I didn't think I would be that excited to meet until I figured out what he did. But I met someone called James B. Partridge. Do you know who this guy is?
No. I was going to make some Alan Partridge reference, but no. James
B. Partridge has become famous in the last couple of years because he's the guy who goes...
Hang on. It's not on our algorithm.
No, he's not. No, exactly. No, he's not. We're too desi.
I met James B. Partridge today.
Yeah, exactly.
He wasn't at Break for the Borders, but
I met Salik Rehman, head of Asian Restaurant Awards.
If I was sorting out Break for the Borders next year, I would
book
this fella.
It's not even called that, you tit.
What is it? Breaking Borders.
Breaking Borders. Yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah. Well, Break for the Borders sounds good as well.
That was a club.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's why I'm getting confused. Yeah. In Argyle Street.
Yeah, I think
Downstairs. Yeah, it was really good. So this one, James D. Partridge is the guy who sings school hymns, primary school bangers.
Okay. I know this guy.
And he's become so famous. He was at Glastonbury and it was so many people there.
I didn't know his name.
So he does it. He's a teacher. He's still a teacher, but he does this. He's going on tour.
Great.
He's going on tour and I got to meet him and he was playing the tunes today.
Is he quite traditional? No. Is he like a religious teacher?
He's actually a good looking lad.
He's
got kids, but he's
that's all right. You can still be a good looking lad and have kids, you know.
Some people might think he's a young kid, you know, trying to do some influencing thing. Like this guy just did it for the deal and for his kids.
Yeah. Serious guy.
But it's become so, and you know, when you do it from the deal,
man,
and it's authentic, it always blows up.
It pays off.
And so he's become so famous and he's on a tour, Christmas tour, and he started singing these songs and I thought, you know what? You guys will remember this. So shall we just off the cuff,
let me interject a little bit before you go any further. Yeah. I still remember my hymn book. I think I still got it somewhere.
Yeah.
The blue cover.
Blue one.
Yeah,
right. To the front.
Absolutely, with the mouth open.
Sash, did you have it?
Yeah.
Oh, so Sash had it as well.
I didn't have it, but I know what book it is.
Yeah. Oh. And me and my wife will be off of me in the car.
Yeah. What's the go-to?
Straight off the bat, off my head now. Would you walk by on the other side when starving children cry? Yeah. Would you walk by on the other side, starving children cry?
That's a good one.
It's a good message as well. Like, would you just walk past? Would you leave the train station when a woman, she did cry? You can see it's got relevance.
Instead of desi-oki, I think we should do a himioki.
Oh, okay, go on.
So
himioki.
If I give you the first couple of lines,
see if
you guys can finish it off.
Yeah.
Give me oil.
Give me oil in my heart, keep me burning.
Was it hot?
Give me oil in my heart. Oh, no, but I think the next line is give me something else.
Why are you putting the oil in your heart?
You're right. Do you want a heart attack?
You want to eat samosas?
Keep it coming till the end of day.
In my lamp, bruv.
I think then there was no, put the love in my heart came later on. It was the next verse.
No, you're getting it confused with.
No, I'm not.
Put the hot dog in my whop.
No. The joy in my heart. Give me joy in my heart.
Yeah, joy.
That's what it was.
Man's put the wrong ingredient.
Sorry, I'm excited. It's been 38 years.
Okay, we should do one. One more step.
One more
step.
One more
step along the world I go.
I'm in the football chart now.
But that was that one.
Listen to these rhythms.
Ready? Next one.
Go on.
He's got the
whole world in his hand. He's got the whole world in his hand. He got the whole
banger.
In his hand.
He's got the whole world in his hand.
Yeah. Brilliant.
If I had a hammer.
Oh.
Something
about
that?
A nail?
No.
No, I can't remember the hammer one.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. This is why I was singing it. I think your tune is off. This sounds hilarious.
If I had a hammer, hammer in the morning.
I'd hammer in the evening.
Ross, are you hammering this land?
I don't know, vaguely. Mm. I don't think it was one of my. It's not in my greatest.
Number four in the book was. Autumn days when the
clouds
clocks go back.
Yeah.
I don't know, mate. I've never heard it.
Autumn days when the grass is jeweled and the chestnut shell. Jet planes meeting in the air to be refueled. So I mustn't forget that one.
Brilliant.
So I mustn't forget to say a great big thank you. I mustn't forget.
Look, man, this, look, if anybody's worried.
He rekindled that fire in me.
Yeah, but I wanted to say, if anybody in this country is worried about getting your country back, look, we are joining in.
We are in. We are uniting the kingdom.
We are part of Great Britain. That shows that we're part of Great Britain. We, you know.
I sang that louder than any other Gora in my assembly.
I would love it. I remember our choir teacher, the hymn teacher, telling us the three fingers in the mouth rule.
I beg your pardon.
That your mouth should open like la, ha. It should be three fingers wide.
Did he put his three fingers down your mouth?
He put something obviously, up. Yeah.
You know what? Jokes aside, that teacher got done. He did. He did.
Three-finger teacher.
I would say his name now, but seriously, it wasn't a joke. Yeah,
the three-finger teacher got done. No, I wonder why.
What I heard was he pulled down boy's pants and hit him with a meter stick. Right. But then I think it went a bit. Yeah, it was a bit more than that.
Good. On that bombshell, should we just do things we've learned? Yeah. we obviously learned that some teacher was putting three fingers down Tommy's mouth.
No, I think about it. There was our head of year got done as well.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to play top trumps with the guy who went to a private school and how many teachers got done. So let's not go there.
Go on in. Okay,
right, things we learned.
Things you have learned. Well, who wants to go first?
I'm going to go first, actually, because my one is, I thought this was quite fascinating. It's a little bit geeky, but, you know, that's me, and it's AI, and it's related to Google. So Google have just made a massive, massive move in the game of the internet. And they're basically shaping the AI ecosystem with this. So what they've done last month, they quietly removed the number 100 page search parameter. So you know when you search on Google, you would get 100 pages of
stuff, search results.
You could go to page 22 if you wanted. You never did, but you could, right? And now they've only changed it to 10 pages.
Which is better, I think. Because you're getting quality.
Okay, good. That's interesting.
So that's what you think. So they're thinking quality. Okay, but why have they done this? Why have they just changed the search just to 10?
Because nobody goes.
You're not getting 100 search results at once now. You're just getting max
10. Maybe they know no one goes past like 10.
Nope.
Better quality.
The clue is, I said AI. So what they've done is they've realized that all these language models like OpenAI, Perplexity, they rely on all this is what basically, like ChatGPT, they rely on sweeping up all this information that Google has.
Right.
So if you cut off the long tail of results, then Google have reduced what they can see by 90%.
Yep.
Right? So this is not some sort of cock up that Google have done, but they are now strangling the AI supply.
Oh, that's a good
to
idea.
What it's learning from.
Oh, okay. So it's
harder.
So is it strangling it or is it making it more like efficient than you're going to get?
No, precise.
No, they've made it harder because all these because they're not going to have all the knowledge now. So AI, they don't have the depth.
Right. So they're almost taking away 300 pages of the dictionary right.
Exactly. Starving AI.
There you go. Now it's become weaker. Yeah. So this organic discovery is going to become weaker.
Masala tea's just arrived. Talking about starving AI. We are not thirsty AI Asians. Thank you very much.
So basically, now you not only have to build a great product, you're going to have to be able to crack the distribution levels of it as well. So we all know about this. You could be the most talented person. If no one can find you, you just ain't going to exist. That's like musicians. So I just thought that is an absolute power move. It's a bit geeky for things you've learned. But I think, this is what Google have got to do to try and slow everyone else, because everyone else, all they're doing is they're just building the AI version of it and they're training it on Google.
See, okay. So I'm going to go next, Hatch, because my one relates to it. My one relates to this because, I hope you don't know this.
Go on.
I've opened up my phone.
Yeah.
What have I gotten to?
Alarms.
Alarms, right?
Alarm.
Right. Yeah. Now,
of two faiths.
If you go. What?
A combination of two faiths.
Okay.
Alaram.
Okay. A combination of two faiths. I don't get it.
Say it slowly.
Two gods.
Right. Very good. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I thought there was a word like Alaram.
Alaram.
Right.
That's
so,
a film.
Okay. So that's the alarm, how it looks on. It's got the time. So right now it's set. Like,
I know this one. I know what you can do.
Right.
Yeah.
Look at this. Right?
I think.
So you know when you want to set your alarm on your iPhone, you scroll through the times, right?
Yeah.
and you scroll down and you go like, I'm going to 5, 6, 7 o'clock in the morning, 8 o'clock in the morning, I'm going through to the afternoon, I've gone back round to 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock in the morning. But look, Satch, as I keep scrolling,
yeah.
I keep scrolling, I'm scrolling out, I'm going to go faster and faster and faster and faster and faster, right? Because it's just a round dial. No, it's not a round dial.
Right.
There's an end to it.
Right.
Meaning it doesn't just go round and round and round forever.
Right.
It's a list. So what you thought was a wheel,
yeah,
of the time going round and round of, yeah, all the hours.
It's just a list.
It's just a list. And eventually
you get to the end of the list.
There we go.
Did you know that?
I knew that one, yeah.
I didn't
how
know
did
that.
You know that one?
I've seen it before.
Well, how not long ago?
I'd say about a month ago.
Might be on your basic phone.
Yeah, well, you are so about
different algorithms, bro.
Yeah, still, yeah.
While you were getting Breaking for Borders, I was getting that.
That wasn't.
He's still saying it wrong.
He wants to be. You know what? Do you still watch all the blooming Apple video, like the performance?
Absolutely. Yeah. The keynote speech.
Quick thing I learned, because you got just Desi tea now.
Yeah.
Emirates serve Desi tea.
Do they?
Masala tea. Yeah, I had it yesterday.
Is it?
It was
full masala, everything.
Yeah, nice.
Nice.
I'm going to add to it. When I was in Munich, the one thing I brought back from Oktoberfest was Desi tea.
How?
Went into a tea shop.
Yeah.
I love my double espressos.
Yeah. Yeah.
I went, can I have a double espresso? She goes, oh, she scammed me.
Yeah.
This is what happened. She goes, okay.
Oh, did you say Desi tea?
No.
She saw you.
No, double espresso. Oi, brown boy, you say Desi tea? No, yeah. No. And she went, oh, she goes, we do have a coffee machine, but actually it's just for us. Like, and I went, oh. I said, tell you what. She goes, no.
Went in a coffee shop and they said
no. It was all tea, but I thought they must have. I saw the coffee machine behind there. She goes, oh, that's just really for customers and for us.
Yeah.
I went, all right. I said, I'll tell you what then. She goes, I'll do you one. I said, well, let me buy something. Then.
Yeah.
Right. I went and got this pot of Desi tea, 17 euros. Oh my God!
What are you doing? Don't tell your mum you bought that.
By the way, my mum and dad are the one that have had it. My mum has said it's fantastic.
Really?
Oh, yeah. She went, it's delicious. I will. Yeah. Right. But then she tell her 70 euros. She was, and then, and of course, I got me and Amjit, my mate who I was with, got a desi. Where did I get that from? Got a double espresso.
Yeah.
She was 70 euros for that, and 3 euros each for the espressos.
Oh, you 26 got euros off.
And I looked at her like, we literally just had a conversation where you said,
she's done ya.
There's no charge for that.
Yeah, she's done ya.
Mugged off.
And you know, you go,
you know who that, okay. You know who that was? That was the German couple who came to watch us at the podcast festival.
Yeah, and that's it. Proper.
So the thing I learned, the real actual thing that I've learned is, and I found this quite fascinating because I was just like, well, what a great thing to do.
Go on.
Everyone knows DJ Mustard.
DJ Mustard.
Yeah. Mustard on the beat.
Yeah.
What's DJ Mustard's real name?
Oh, very good. That is a
Mustard
good one.
On a beat.
Muhammad?
Hold a minute.
Is it Muhammad?
Is there any connection to Mustard? So is he like is he Coleman?
Go on.
Is he Coleman's? Or is he yellow?
No.
French?
English.
French?
French Mustard.
What's the name of it?
What's the name of what?
Dijon.
Dijon. His name's Dijon.
Is he?
Good on him.
I saw that and I was just brilliant.
What's
your name's Dijon. You called yourself DJ Mustard.
Yeah.
That's
a
good.
That's a good nickname,
nice
isn't it?
One.
Yeah.
That's great, isn't it?
Good on him.
Mustard.
And by the way, he always makes great songs.
Yeah, he does. Beats are great.
Has he got a bit quiet?
He's made like his catalogue of music, like, you know, the music he's made, the produced quality. Yeah,
fantastic.
At one point, it was just everything. He was making everything.
Oh, yeah, yes, you're right.
Yeah.
And it was.
I was going to send you this reel that I saw of a DJ. Big DJ from, he's a DJ and producer. I want to say Mark Ronson, but I don't think it was Ronson.
No, he's not. Well, oh, you mean, I thought you meant big, like famous.
Yeah, that massively famous. But I don't know if it was Mark Ronson, but he was a big one. And they were
was
doing
it Ronson?
Like,
An interview.
Yeah, it's Mark Ronson.
Was it Mark Ronson?
Yeah.
And the one
how
question
do you know?
For
how
me.
Do you know that from
no, no, because it's flying around at the
I've
moment.
I've seen it.
And the one, so they're doing fast, rapid fire questions.
Yeah.
But the one question that really stuck out to me is they asked him, what's the one genre of music that you always play that gets everyone dancing?
Yeah.
What did he say, Saj?
90s
hip hop.
Fantastic. Good on him.
And I was just like, you know what?
He's absolutely
nailed
bang
it.
On with that. Because anyone, doesn't matter how old you are, even the young
hip-hop.
Kids in their 20s, you put a 90s hip hop on, they all start moving.
There's something about it that just everyone loves.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Bass lines, lyrics, the attitude. Yeah. And I'm telling you, I don't want to sound, I am going to sound like an old man.
Yeah.
Nothing can touch the 90s.
Yeah.
And it, not just the hip hop. Everything was going on. So therefore, you got to look, what was going on in the 70s? That meant the people producing music in the 90s or 70s, maybe late, even 80s or whatever, and 90s, that they got it right. Because they always say it comes out of something. Like the reason why Korea is flying now Because 20 years ago, they all went, right, let's throw a load of money and pumped into the arts.
Yeah.
And go around doing all creative stuff. That's why Koreans are like everywhere with everything from fried chicken to pop and films and all that. So you're like, something was going on. And you know what? Generally, there's a real sentiment at the moment across the world, then across the country, that everyone just wants to get out of the UK. Everyone's going to get out of the UK. So I'm like, I hope something happens whereby in 10 years' time, we get another wave of Oasis, Robbie Williams.
Yeah. I want to get in the country.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you stay right here. Sachi's staying. I thought we should do the same. But for the moment, we're all going to go. So thanks for listening. And until next week, laters.
Laters.
Laters.